and gals, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is the Diesel-Powered Podcast, the voice of Diesel Punk on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. I am your host, the King of Swing, the Tower of Power, Big Daddy Cool. You can call me Johnny. And along with me is a very special co-host today because we are live from Imaginarium 2016, and joining me is cosplay Diesel era burlesque sensation Ginger O'Snap. Say hello, Ginger.
Hi, everybody.
Ginger has been performing with me now a couple of shows as a bombshell kitten, and we are here at Imaginarium where we did our cabaret show last night, and everybody, Ginger, is talking this morning about that awesome Betty Boop hula hoop routine that you laid on the crowd.
I'm glad to hear that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, fantastic. And if you guys have a chance to see Ginger O'Snap, you need to make sure that you do. And you'll be seeing her with me a lot more in 2017 as Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens make the theater and convention and festival circuit. And I guarantee you, she is worth the ticket price.
Oh, stop. No, really, stop. But don't. You guys can't see this, but I'm telling him to keep going because I like it, really.
And Ginger is a unique creature in the world of show business, because not only is she an incredibly gorgeous model, an incredibly talented cosplayer, she is a full-out, no-holds-barred geek girl.
Oh, it's true. It's true. I can't hide it. It just pours out of me.
Now, see, a lot of times, Ginger, I see these girls, you know, that proclaim to be a geek girl.
Oh, we're getting into the fake geek girl discussion? Okay, all right, let's go.
But you know that she's not a fake geek girl when she pulls an R2-D2 DS out of her purse.
Entertainment is important, and video games are important. I have to stay well-practiced in my video games all the time. How else am I going to spend my time? I do read, too. There's a book in there as well, but yeah, you make a good point, I guess.
So we're sitting here at the Big Daddy Cool booth and selling some books, and Sarah's got her or Ginger's got her prints or her cards. We're gonna have prints soon.
That's right.
And having a good time. We've met a lot of interesting people. What's something you've seen so far just in the last day and a half that is worth noting?
Oh, let's see. Okay, first of all, there is a real as we can get, dragon outside. Have you seen the dragon? Its wings move. It's about as tall as I am, which is not saying much. Not that tall, but in my mind, that is a large dragon. It's approximately a 5'3" dragon, and its wings move, and it's got like fire, really realistic fire coming out of its mouth. Have you seen that? It's out there.
It's a nylon inflatable dragon. Yeah, that fire is really realistic.
Daddy, it is. It's the most realistic dragon I have seen thus far at this convention. What else has been amazing? Oh, okay, guys. There, you guys can't see this. I wish you could. There is a props table here. There are some fellas here who have replicas of props from Star Trek and Doctor Who and Ghostbusters and just a whole array of beautiful lightsaber hilts, all these things that I could be totally spastic and giddy over. And I was drawn to Tom Servo. They have a Tom Servo on the corner of the table, and he is so cute, and if he fit in my purse, which he does not, because as Big Daddy Cool mentioned, my purse is full of books and video games, I would stick Tom Servo in my purse. He's my favorite.
All of you listening, you remember the character that Ally Sheedy played in The Breakfast Club with her bag full of stuff in case she had to jam? Well, I needed a Sharpie marker, and Ginger started digging into her purse, and I swear to God, it's the Ally Sheedy character.
I need those things, and so do you. See, now you're grateful that I have all those things in there. You need a book, you need a video game, you need a Sharpie, you need some lipstick. Need some double-sided tape? What is a showgirl without double-sided tape?
She did rescue the hem on my pants last night with her double-sided tape. It was pretty fantastic.
That's right. Stick on a pasty, fix a hem, who knows? Put a poster up, it can do all kinds of things.
You guys can tell we're having a ball. We're having a blast. And so, Ginger, I wanted you to be on the podcast because every time I go live to a convention, we always broadcast live from the show. And but you in particular fit right into the aesthetic of the diesel punk community. And you didn't even know it until we were talking about it right now. I was first drawn to you at a con where I saw you do your pinup Jean Grey Phoenix.
Yes, my World War II USO Phoenix.
Yes. And you're also known for the Nuka-Cola girl.
Yes, that's one of my favorite cosplays, mostly because I get to wear a big helmet. It's exciting.
And today you've got the victory rolls in, and you're wearing your pinup Delic dress. What draws you to that era of style?
This is probably not an answer you're expecting. It's my mother. My mother has always been fascinated by all things Vargas girl, all things pinup. She's kind of an unconventional mother in that she has a redheaded pinup girl tattooed on her arm. She loves all things Betty Page and Betty Boop and the beautiful and feminine qualities of a pinup girl. So that's really how I grew up seeing things like that in my house, and I just love it. And the style of hair that I not only love doing, but actually know how to do. Hair is not my strong suit, but victory rolls I have under my command, and I love everything about it. I love how classy ladies looked at that era.
Now, do you do that style in everyday life? Do you incorporate those elements?
I like to think of myself as a chameleon, and however I am feeling that day is what I'm going to look like. So there are some days where this is what you get. I have my victory rolls and my lipstick and my heels, and I'm pin up and I'm ready to go. And then other days I'm not feeling shoes and my hair is down and I've got my floor length skirt on and I'm out just being the dirty hippie that I am sometimes. When I'm not feeling all the makeup, I it's whatever I'm feeling. Some days I'm feeling really dark and I like leather and I like boots and who knows, you know, it's fun.
Outstanding. So you do this fantastic Betty Boop hula hoop routine that is, you mentioned your mother as an inspiration, but why did you choose specifically Betty Boop?
Why did I choose Betty Boop? Let's see. Why not? She's the epitome. I mean, she is the true caricature of a flapper, right? She has these curves and the fringe and the dress and still this sweet coyness. I come from a theater background, a musical theater background, and I love that coy face and that sweetness that she maintains while still being sexy on stage. She's great. Everyone loves Betty Boop.
Yes, they do. And for you listeners out there, there's a brand new Betty Boop comic series that just debuted this week with issue number 1.
Yeah.
I want to say that's from IDW, but it could be Dark Horse. I don't have it in front of me, so I might be wrong. And hey, look who just stopped by the booth. We've got Daniel Hubery here. And he is a sharp-looking steampunk guy.
Sharp-looking dude.
So, hey, Daniel, so you're here at Imaginarium. Have you seen anything really cool or anything worth noting for our listeners of the Diesel Powered Podcast?
Well, the coolest thing that we've seen so far is the Big Daddy show in the burlesque last night. But the authors that were here, that are here, just got through with Brian Keene. If you've ever heard of him, he's a well-known author, and just the people that are here are just amazing.
Yeah, you know, this is a very unique con. It's not a comic con, it's not a cosplay con. It's really a literary con for the most part, but even if you're not a writer, if you're not you know, in the publishing industry, there are a lot of workshops and panels here that can apply across the board. There's some business panels on branding and marketing yourself, which is, those techniques and those principles apply across the board, not just for writers and authors. And I'm going to be on a panel later on today about being sick of superheroes. So what are comics that are good for people who hate superheroes? And so I'm going to be talking about that. And there's a lot of good ones that came out this week. Angel City, Trigger Man, Betty Boop. A lot of great number ones came out this week for our Diesel Punk comic fans. And I'll be talking a little bit about that tonight here at Imaginarium. Daniel, you are definitely doing the steampunk thing. Do you consider yourself a steampunk?
Not really. I do more of the Victorian and Edwardian era, but steampunk is a cool, you know, vibe that's going on right now that a lot of people can really express themselves in a way that they can't express themselves any other place.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks for stopping by. It's good to see you always, and we'll be looking for you riding on your, what do you call that style bicycle?
Penny Father?
Yeah. Yeah, big giant front wheel, little tiny baby wheel in the back.
Yeah. We'll be out on it in just a little while.
Excellent, excellent. We'll look for you on that. So, hey, we need to give a shout out to a good friend of ours, William Jackson. William J. Jackson is an author friend of ours here at the Diesel Powered Podcast who specializes in diesel punk and steampunk stories. And he's got a great diesel punk series set in the 1940s, war-torn 1940s in New Jersey. And it's called Down Jersey Drive Shaft. And here's the cool thing. You can read it for free. It is free to read. He publishes it in serial format. And we're going to post a link on the show notes here and at our Facebook page. But make sure you check out Down Jersey Drive Shaft. You will be glad you did. And of course, Mr. Jackson is a really, really good friend of the show and has been a really great friend to Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens and promoting the stuff that we do. So some tip for tat, go check out Down Jersey Drive Shaft. And Sarah, Ginger, before we leave, do you got anything you want to share with our diesel-powered podcast listeners before we leave for the weekend?
Anything I want to share? This has been such a fun experience. I'm just glad to be out there talking to you guys. And look me up, Ginger O'Snap. I'd love to talk to you further.
Yeah, Ginger O'Snap on Facebook. And Ginger, you know, people who have never been to a con, whether it be a comic con or a general geek culture con or a writer's con like this, why should people go to these kind of events, in your opinion?
Oh, it's the people that you meet. It's the ability to mingle and talk to people who actually have the same interests as you. I feel like when you have specific interests, whether they be literary or geek or cosplay, whatever they may be, sometimes depending on where you live, you can be kind of spread out. And the internet does help connect you with people who know things that you know and like to talk about the things that you like. But actually meeting those people in person and getting to talk with them and hang out with them is really special. And it's something you can't do really anywhere other than at a con.
That's right. So if you've got a con in your area, just go. Just do
just
it.
Go. Go right now.
And you'll have a great time. Well, guys and gals, that's it for this microcast live from Imaginarium 2016. And it's not too late to get your tickets for 2017's Imaginarium. They went on sale this morning. Go to entertheimaginarium.com for complete details if you want to join us here next year. We would love to see you. And next big event for Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens will be Athens, Ohio at Rathacon in March. We will be doing our Magic Cabaret program, our theater show at Arts West Theater in Athens, Ohio. So follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, And actually, that's the other way around, isn't it? Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Just do it. Just interact with it.
We'll be posting those dates at BigDaddyCoolShows.com and at TheDieselPoweredPodcast.com. So until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.